Hello and welcome, everyone. This is the Data School Diaries, Data School Diaries panel. We're here sitting with four of the data stewards that were participants in the CoData RDA Summer School for Data Science, and the first time it's ran its Data Steward stream. So I'm just going to ask you, starting from the left here, my left. To just say your name, what institution you come from, and then after that we'll get into our conversation.
Okay.
My name is Frans Huygen. I am a Dutch working in The Hague in the Netherlands. I work at DANS, which is a service provider for institutions and universities. So I'm not a researcher. I work on the policy side of data stewardship. So I help data stewards understand their profession and work on how to improve their skills and the surrounding governing landscape.
My name is Sauter Atsien. I am from France. I'm a second year PhD student in economics at Université Côte d'Azur in Nice, France. I'm also the treasurer and the policy officer of the European Council for PhD candidates and junior researchers. What we do is we try to develop open science policies and consult them with our stakeholders in order to benefit the whole network of our researchers.
I am Cristiana Pisoni and I come from University of Bergamo. I am a librarian and lent to the repository management, and I am here to learn good things about data management plan and data repository, because in Bergamo we don't have one data repository, but we should have one, and so I'm here to learn.
My name is Sanyin Muftich. I'm working at the University of Cape Town. My official job title is Digital Scholarship Specialist, but that seems to be just the title, and I'm not a specialist in anything, but more generalist as a And I think based on this school, I'm more like a data steward, because I help with the repository, I help researchers organize their data, I help them curate what data to preserve, what not to preserve. So it's a whole bunch of mixed bag of different responsibilities. I know that one of the first questions that they had asked us to do before the school even started was to define what you mean. What data stewardship means to you. And perhaps we can, I don't know if somebody wants to tackle it and say, what is data stewardship to you, and has that definition changed because of the last 2 weeks at this school?
For me, no. My definition would be still the same. So it would be the role of a person, existing or not existing yet, that would accompany researchers and also their research department in the research process, especially concerning data. But then I learned that it's not only data, it's more complex than that. We have to interact with a lot of people, a lot of stakeholders, and we have to use a lot of tools.
Yes, in these 2 weeks I think that I discovered a new world, and that data are really important for credits and of the institutional, and also for the researchers. And I learned a lot about data management plan that I know only in theory, and now I've seen how is in practical way, and it's very important for me as experience.
So at first So the definition I gave at the first, it didn't change as well. But during these 2 weeks, I more understood the profession that I am in. Mm-hmm. So I had a bit of a, you know, general definition, but I made it more granular. So I split it up for myself in certain topics that are important in data stewardship, for example, research data management, concerning a lot of other topics. But now I know for myself that this data stewardship is more than only data, like you say. It's really about scientific integrity and how we can obtain that. So we learn the tools of the trade to eventually teach other research professionals and researchers how they can use data stewardship for the best. Because we're there to help them. We're not there for some holistic idea, but
yeah.
We are here to support research. That is
yeah, I mean, and that's the, I think across all of our slides, somebody had saying like a data steward is somebody who works in assisting between researchers and data.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in terms of what you guys had said about the bigger picture and all the different stakeholders, that's what was useful about this 2 weeks is, for me, was seeing how big the landscape is of everybody who's involved and the different sides. From the researchers to the funders to the research office, I think it was useful in those exercises that they kept giving us, look, here's everybody who's involved in this. And it feels like the research data steward is, not to be full of ourselves, is like somewhere in the middle,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think, connecting those
it's
things.
It's like a hub where
yeah.
all the
exactly.
requests comes, and you have to make a connection between persons and interest and also knowledge, perhaps.
And that's probably because you can't really do much research without some kind of data, whatever it is. So the person who's managing it and organizing it and helping it becomes also the central point of it. So
I think that it's also important for a data steward to make researcher understand better what they are doing and why they are doing so.
Mm-hmm.
Not only about open access, but also about fairness of the data. I think that the first point in my institution would be to explain fairness of the data and why it's important data are fair.
The group discussions that we had, the case studies that we had, were really useful because not only did we get to put the knowledge and the tool that we have learned into practice, but also we got to be in the shoes of our stakeholders.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to be in the shoes of the researcher, the grant office, the PI, and so it really made us kind of feel what it's like working
yeah.
in that environment and also be in their shoes. It makes us maybe can understand how we could make a strategy to work better between us all in this environment.
Yeah.
What do you think you guys would, based on this, what were you going to take away the most, or what is going to change about, you know, before the conference you were doing this, after this, sorry, not conference, before the school you were doing this, after the school, this is what you might change. What is your maybe biggest takeaway so far that you can think
of? A new way of working.
Okay.
Like a collaborative way of working, new tools to make work more collaborative, and friends. And I think it's important.
So when I think of that question, I already was the other side of the desk, so
mm.
to say. So I think I won't change any things I do in my work because that data stewardship is already part
right.
of what I need to grow in professionally. But now that what became clear these 2 weeks is that there is really a world to win. You have to go out and tell people, this is important. You need to manage your data. You need to write a data management plan. And you need to tell institutions, you have to have a policy. You have to have some sort of mechanism in place governing this whole research data management. Because that is eventually, from high off, telling, you know, the government's telling institutions, you should adhere to scientific integrity and governing rules and such, but you cannot do that when you don't have policies in place to do so. And if you don't know how to do that, look, it's tumbling down.
Yeah.
You need to start from the bottom,
mm.
telling people that it's important.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's my takeaway. So keep doing that.
I have to agree with both of you. Well, although it wasn't explicitly mentioned during the courses, but maybe one of the soft skills that is crucial for this role is the communication.
Mm-hmm.
We are here as a sort of communicator,
mm-hmm.
somehow, although it's not explicitly mentioned anywhere. But we have to convince, as you say, persuade, and all make all of it work together. Yeah.
It's interesting because I also agree with you in terms of communication. And maybe because we are currently reworking on how to organize our website, to give people an introduction to all the services that we do in the bigger landscape. I felt like throughout the 2 weeks I was looking at, based on what's being presented, how would I put this on a website that makes it easier for people to both like find exactly what they're looking for very quickly and very simply, and also have all the backup things like, okay, I'm very curious about this, how do I go into it? And just the way that they said certain things in certain slides and the way some people present it, and also the focus on saying, look, if you're, like one of the things, and maybe, I don't know how, France, from your side, you know, for researchers, make it quite, not simple in a negative way, but keep it straightforward, make it beneficial, don't give them the whole history of open science, because they're, you know, it's more like what's in it for them.
Yes, when I speak about a new way of working and collaboration, I think really this, because I need to point out some important questions and to make them really practical and put them in the life of the researchers to let them know the importance of these issues and how they can do. Because I'm not sure that in my institution it's clear the importance of the data and the importance of the data in regard of integrity and credits and attribution.
Another crucial aspect also is at first I didn't expect that being a data steward is anything. But I mean, it could be everything. It could go in every direction.
Yeah.
So the concept of delimitation here is very important. Like, where do you put your limits? Which task, which role do you need to ask for help or assign to other people so that you don't get overwhelmed? So yes, being a data steward, I guess, could be overwhelming if you don't prepare or have sufficient planning or communication beforehand.
Yes.
And then maybe one of our jobs is to actually go look for more data stewards.
Exactly.
Because it does feel like it's impossible for one person to have all the knowledge and all the experience.
And also all the time to make this work with researchers, because I think that it needs time not only to let them know, but also to help them, for example, cleaning data, storing data, reading policies, and so on.
It's like, it's almost useful. I'm trying to think of like based, because we got lots of little pieces of information that were kind of scattered everywhere to like almost, I know there's so many diagrams, but like just a map of like an overview of the whole like journey. And I think Gail has something like that, which, you know, in terms of author publishing.
Yeah.
But the interesting one is like the data, you know, the data life cycle. I know they keep throwing that diagram a lot, but that there's so many branches that go off from it.
Yeah.
That's quite.
Yeah.
Great. Any other last words that you might have or thoughts about the school?
I really like teachers, lecturers, really, really like, because they are, they have a very practical point of view, and not only, yes, some theory, but the exercises of being in the part of researchers, IT personnel, PI, and so on, was, for me, very helpful.
I think because you mentioned this group work, and you know, you, Stefan, you operationalize all the policies you hear. I think that in the future, when the school will, I'm guessing that the data steward school will continue. So I think it must grow, but not too big. I think the maximum is about 10, 15 students, dedicated stewards that are invited to come. Because otherwise you would lose the value of this group work.
Yes.
You would lose the operationalizing. You would just merely be sitting in a classroom telling people, this is a data management policy, this is interesting, now do an exercise. Now you need that synergy between people of different institutions and of different professions. You need them to work together and to, you know, exchange ideas, because that, I think, is the key point of the school, is that we are learning from each other.
Yeah.
Not necessarily from what there is, because that's there. You know?
But the experiences that the people have. Do you think, I was wondering if because we have this other stream, which is the early career researchers, whether at some point the school will, because we started off the week together doing similar things and now we're kind of separate, but whether there's like a chance to bring us back in with them and like, okay, let's look at your project and like, let's imagine we're the data stewards for you and here's how, you know, I don't know if that's a bit maybe too practical and hands-on.
That could be interesting, actually.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Work together, actually, in real life.
Yeah. It could be very interesting because perhaps from a point of view, I am a librarian and I never do research myself. So it's important for me to understand the needs and the questions and... the hope of these researchers, and it's the first place where we can do this for me in my reality.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think overall this pilot program was a success, and our feedback are crucial for them. And yeah, this could be maybe an idea for the next edition.
Yes.
Have one of the data stewards to work with a group of researchers each. So
yes.
For our case for now would be like 5 groups, for example,
yeah.
Then do a sort of challenge or a task on a concrete as real case.
Yeah.
And make that last a week.
Yep.
Because last week Friday we had that assignment from Steve Diggs.
Yeah.
You know, there were papers, there was something wrong with it. Find it out. That was 2 hours, that was super intense. Now let's take that for a week. So you've learned the basic week. You've learned a week of basic tools, shell, git, R, GitHub. Now do it.
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah.
If you need help, ask the teachers.
Yeah.
But go out there and fail, or go out there and shine.
Mm-hmm.
Learn.
Yeah.
But learn. Learn from each other and grow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that. I'm willing to do that.
Some moment of confrontation between the data steward can be useful because we all have different point of view come from different reality. So it can be helpful also to confront each other after this work with the researchers.
Mm.
Yes.
And maybe one last, like, final question. If you had to pick one moment or one image, one slide, I don't know, one phrase or one event of the last 2 weeks, what's going to like stick out in your memory? And it doesn't have to be within the conference itself, you know, it could be the stuff on the side as well.
Well, for me, it's quite simple. I think it was when Hugh gave his speech. When that stuck in my mind, because I think it's true. He said that being here is not a right, it's a privilege.
Mm.
Yeah.
That is I think it's absolutely
true. It's the one where he told us to switch off the phone.
Mm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Being here is a privilege. So not only are you here to learn, discuss with the experts in the field, but you also get to be part of a network and maybe extend that network, build that network, and maintain the contacts with the people in the summer school. So I think that's amazing. Yeah.
Mm.
For me, it's the kindness and also to be so helpful one each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's really amazing for me because the condivision of the knowledge is something that I aim to, but sometimes in my reality, this it's not possible. And this condivision, it's very helpful and I appreciate it.
Mm. Yeah, for me, it's the open science citizenship,
yeah.
Mm.
The responsible science citizen, the idea of that you're part of a bigger
picture. Yeah. And also you can help only with the little steps, but you can help.
Yeah.
And you have to.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I think in the same way, for me, it was like the combination of like the day one when you saw there were like close to 30 people and you were like, this is like the whole world in like one place, because it just felt like, you know, you had so many people that were not even from Italy or from Europe, but from like everywhere.
Yeah.
It was a very nice mix. And then the change the following week, Monday, which was like the 5 of us and 5 lecturers. And you got the sense like, okay, it's going to be an intimate, very productive discussion.
Mm-hmm.
I thought just being able to have both in the same place really made you like, it gave us, I think, a more interesting journey.
Yes. Also seeing how in reality different places have like a common fil rouge. Even if we come from all around the world, or seems to be, we have some fil rouge that connect us to each other.
And it seems like this ICTP, like we were in the library together, and the guy who had the idea to start it, Abdul Salam, that was what the point was. So it does feel like it really, the school does capture that. It really worked in that way.
It's great.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.